WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Larry King usually holds court each weeknight for an hour on the cable news network, interviewing newsmakers and celebrities while taking calls from viewers. Television critic David Bean Cooley tells us that tonight cable viewers can get a double dose of King. CNN's sister station TNT is presenting the premiere of Larry King TNT Extra.
There's only one chair tonight, folks. Only one mic. There are no phones and definitely no suspenders. This is different. For tonight's special, I met my guests on their own terms and on their own turf. Stay tuned.
That's what Larry King has to say about his first primetime star-studded special. Here's what I have to say about it. Boring. Basically, this is King's attempt to muscle in on Barbara Walters' territory, visiting celebrities at their homes or on the golf course. And he's done something I wouldn't have believed possible. He actually makes Walters look good. It's even possible to make a direct comparison, because one of King's guests on this special, actor Jeremy Irons, was also featured on Walters' pre-Academy Awards show. The main difference between the two interviewers isn't their style, it's their differing opinions about the value of pre-interview research. Walters relies heavily on her production staff to research and pre-interview each guest, so she comes to the interview heavily armed with information. In addition, each interview is preceded by a short profile of the guest, so that viewers learn a lot about them before the interview even begins. Larry King's style, on the other hand, is to approach each interview the way he would a stranger on a train. Hi, how are you? What have you been doing lately? Tell me a little about yourself. King actually prides himself on not preparing for interviews, saying it makes his conversations more genuine and unstructured. A lot of people have bought that excuse, too, but to me, it's just a lazy way out. There's always an obvious difference between an interviewer who's prepared and one who's coasting. How would you like it if Ted Koppel, for example, began an interview by saying, "Gee, I haven't followed your politics, but that sure is a nice suit. So how are you? What have you been doing lately? Tell me a little about yourself." King's approach works best when he's talking to people who usually don't talk about themselves. He did some really good work interviewing politicians, journalists, and military officials during the Gulf War, for example, and his softball approach brings out some interesting comments from such hardball guests as Frank Sinatra. But when King is dealing with someone who's done a few talk shows, it's usually a waste of time, and the callers ask most of the good questions. In Larry King TNT Extra, King asks Jeremy Irons one good question, then makes another good move by following it up.
Mel Torme told me once that he thought he'd be a drummer, and he heard Buddy Rich play drums, and he decided he would play drums for fun, but he would not be a serious drummer, because he could never play drums like that.
Right.
Have you ever seen acting where you've seen someone do
all
something?
The time.
I can't, could never do that.
All the time. I go to the theater, I see a great performance, I think, well, there's an actor for you. Back to the plumbing, Jeremy.
Really?
Always, always, always. And I think that's actually a fairly common thing. I mean, if you see someone really doing it well, either on film or on...
Have you seen a film recently where you would say, I couldn't do that?
I saw Dan Day-Lewis do my left foot. I thought, I couldn't do that.
But with King's other guests, the conversations are almost a total waste of time. We learn that basketball player David Robinson is happy most of the time, that Barbara Hershey is happy a lot, and that James Woods is really happy right now. When your big question is, how are you? That's the kind of information you get.
David Bead Cooley is television critic for The New York Post. I'm Frank Browning. This is Fresh Air.